Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brother, my sister, today is the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. Our first reading will be taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 2 to 4, 12 to 15. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 78. Our second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 17, 20 to 24. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 24 to 35. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, A New Life is Offered. Based on the message of the second reading, one could say that the intent of Jesus' good news is to reveal the life created in the goodness and holiness of truth, which animates our spiritual revolution aimed at eroding our corrupt self and reclothing us with garments of salvation and a robe of righteousness. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 10. But that spiritual change will never be easy because we are entrapped by our bad attitudes or habits. Proverbs chapter 5 verse 22 says, Iniquities of a wicked man entrap him, the cords of his sin entangle him. And someone once said, Sin will take you farther than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you want to pay. Thus, my brother, my sister, the corrupt self will always be the barrier that impedes entry into the domain of mercy and glory. The corrupt self will always be the barrier that impedes entry into the domain of mercy and glory. For example, in the face of difficulties in the wilderness, the people of Israel were stuck in thoughts while reminiscing about their old life in Egypt. By so doing, they undervalued their deliverance and disregarded the providential promises of God. Thus, when we are stuck in thoughts, depression sets in, the blame game kicks off, and God, not man, becomes the victim. In other words, God is blamed for our miseries, and God is never thanked for our successes. In order to overcome such barriers in life, we must prepare ourselves for our journeys and travel with the Lord. However, he did say, If anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. But as we follow him, we must learn to listen to him, learn to listen to the Lord, surrender to his cleansing grace, and allow him to carry us as we carry our crosses of pains, failure, and folly. In other words, we must learn to cooperate with grace, that is, upholding the commands of the Lord and seeking repentance when we fail God and our neighbor. At this point, it is important to say that we must never doubt the mercy of the Lord, because his mission was and is to establish the good news of a new life, to free us from the chains of sin, and to grant us access to God. Thus, he will not leave us restless and unsatisfied. For example, the people looking for Jesus in today's gospel yearned for material food, but Jesus did not reject them. Rather, he offered them the spiritual food, the bread of life, which satisfies our hunger, quenches our thirst, and gradually makes us a new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Accept the new that the Lord has offered you today and is offering you every day. Hold on to that new life and ask the Lord to keep you focused on Him. This week especially, may the Lord grant you numerous graces needed for your journey in life. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.